Awe Islanders? Are you looking for an insider's scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening, and now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It's in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you. As your soft cloud gently rocks you, back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Delivery Dilemma. It was a warm and cozy evening on Awe Island. The sun was setting, and the stars were just starting to twinkle in the sky. The streets buzzed with excitement, and some happy tunes were playing from nearby restaurants. Sana the motor scooter was parked behind the Awe Island Pizzeria. She could smell the delicious aroma of freshly baked pizza wafting from the windows. Sana was thrilled because she and her friend Miriam were going on their very first pizza delivery. Flavio, the owner of the pizzeria, had hired Sana's driver, Miriam, a few days ago. Miriam had been through her training and was finally ready to take on her first solo delivery order. While Miriam was training inside the pizzeria, Sana learned about delivering pizzas from Flavio's scooter, Vinny. Sana couldn't wait to hit the road and help her friend make the delivery. But because she had never done this before, Sana was also feeling a bit apprehensive. What if they got lost on the way? Awe Island was a big place with lots of roads and buildings. Sana knew that the success of the pizza delivery rested on her wheels, and she didn't want to let anyone down. "Are you excited for your first delivery?" asked a voice next to Sana. It was Vinny. The red scooter was looking cheerfully at Sana. "Oh yes, I'm very excited," said Sana. "But I'm also a little nervous," she admitted. Vinny looked sympathetic. "I can understand being nervous about doing something for the first time," he said. "Is there something in particular about making a delivery that worries you most?" he asked. "Well, you and Flavio know Awe Island so well that you know where everything is," Sana explained. "But Miriam and I are new here. What if we get lost?" Vinny smiled reassuringly at Sana. "Don't worry, Sana," he said. "Flavio will give Miriam the address, and she can use the GPS on her phone to find the way. Plus, you and Miriam make a great team. You'll be able to figure out things together." Sana thought about what Vinny said and felt a little better. She trusted Miriam and knew that they could work together to make the delivery a success. Just then, the back door of the pizzeria swung open. Miriam stepped out of the back door of the pizzeria. In her arms, she held the pizza, securely contained in a carrier that would keep it warm on its journey. Sana could smell the delightful aroma of the pizza wafting from the container. Miriam secured the pizza in a bin on the back of Sana's seat, making sure it wouldn't fly away on the journey ahead. Next, Miriam put on her helmet, fastening the strap beneath her chin. Miriam swung a leg over Sana and fastened her phone into the mount on the handlebars. Then, she started the engine and turned on the headlight. Sana roared to life, ready for their first delivery. "Have fun," Vinny called out as Sana and Miriam sped away. Sana and Miriam rode down the busy streets of Awe Island, navigating through the unfamiliar roads. Miriam relied on her phone's GPS, but Sana kept an eye out for any landmarks or street signs that might help them stay on track. Along the way, they passed by groups of people chatting and laughing outside of their homes and restaurants. And Sana felt at ease, happy that she and her driver had moved to such a friendly community. As Sana and Miriam drove further away from town, the sounds of downtown faded into the distance. The streets became quieter, and the buildings became sparser. By now, the sun was almost fully set, and the sky above was a deep blue, with just a hint of pink and orange still visible on the horizon. The road wound through rolling hills and past fields of tall grasses and wildflowers. Fireflies danced in the fields, their twinkling lights making the night feel almost magical. Her friend frowned with concern. Sana could tell something was wrong. Soon, Miriam slowed their speed and then pulled over to the side of the road. Miriam reached for her phone on its mount from Sana's handlebars and tapped the screen a few times. After a moment, she looked up and said, "No service. The GPS isn't pointing us in the right direction." Sana felt a flutter of worry. This was exactly what she had been nervous about. She didn't want to let Flavio down, especially on her first delivery. Trying not to let her worry overwhelm her, Sana decided to take a deep dragon breath in and out. After a moment, she took another deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling calmer, Sana took one last deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, Sana felt ready to handle their situation. Miriam put her phone back in the mount and got ready to hit the road again. "I think we should head back to town," she said. "Maybe we can ask for some directions." Sana beamed with pride at Miriam's suggestion. She felt proud of Miriam for handling the situation calmly. And it was a good idea. Everyone they had met on Awe Island had always been so helpful. Sana remembered the time when her wheel had fallen off, and Flavio and Vinny had helped put it back on without hesitation. People were so kind here. Miriam and Sana drove back the way they came. Sana remembered the street signs and landmarks they had passed on their way and made sure they were on the same route. They rode a little further until they spotted the gas station on the corner of a street. Miriam hopped off Sana and walked into the building to talk to the station attendant. Soon, Miriam exited the building with a smile on her face. "Okay, if we take a left at the second stop sign, the house should be on the right," she said confidently, repeating the gas station attendant's directions to herself so she'd remember them. Sana listened carefully, committing the directions to her own memory. Miriam hopped back on Sana, and soon they zipped away toward their destination. Sana kept careful lookout for the stop signs. She didn't want to miss a turn. Sana and Miriam followed the directions, and sure enough, they found the address. Sana pulled into the driveway of a little house with wildflowers in its lawn and a warm glow emanating from its windows. Miriam parked, hopped off Sana, grabbed the pizza carrier, and made her way to the house's front door. "We made it," Sana exclaimed, feeling proud of herself and Miriam. She saw Miriam hand the pizza to the woman who had opened the front door. "Enjoy your meal," said Miriam, before walking back down the driveway. Sana was elated. Their first delivery had been a success. As Sana and Miriam drove back to the pizzeria, the warm evening air whipped past them. The stars twinkled above them, and Sana's headlight illuminated the road ahead. The streets were quieter now, but there was still a soft buzz of activity in the air. As they pulled into the parking lot behind the pizzeria, Flavio was waiting for them with a big smile on his face. "Great job," he said, patting Miriam on the back. "I knew you could do it," said Vinny, smiling proudly at Sana. Sana and Miriam beamed with happiness, knowing that they had successfully completed their very first pizza delivery. Later that night, Sana settled into her parking space outside Miriam's apartment. The air was calm, and the stars were twinkling above. Sana felt content, and she began to think about the events of the evening and how thankful she was that everything had worked out. Sana stretched and felt her tires sink into the pavement. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. feeling thankful for Vinny and the support he had given her. He had encouraged her to believe in herself. Sana was also thankful for Miriam, who had come up with the idea of asking for directions. She and Miriam made a great team. Sana took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Mostly, Sana felt thankful to be in a community filled with generous and helpful people who made her feel at home on Awe Island. Sana took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. She drifted off to sleep, thinking of the next pizza delivery to come. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.